developer tools and the joyful edges, diaries, agents, and a $4,000 AI dev kit. A GitHub repository called Riddle drew 315 comments for a project that turns a remarkable e-ink tablet into Tom Riddle's diary from Harry Potter. The user writes in ink, an on-device language model processes the handwriting, and a response appears in handwriting font on the next line. The implementation deliberately introduces latency to make the reply feel mysterious rather than instantaneous, because a diary that answers in 200 milliseconds breaks the fiction. In a moment of widespread anxiety about AI making computing feel impersonal and industrial, the project moved conspicuously in the opposite direction. Office CLI from iOffice AI, earning 187 points and 55 comments, addresses a more prosaic enterprise need. A command line interface allowing AI agents to read and edit DOCX, XLSX, and PPTX files without launching Microsoft Office or calling Microsoft's APIs. As AI agents increasingly handle document workflows in enterprise settings, programmatic Office format manipulation has become a genuine bottleneck. HN commenters compared it favorably with the traditional approach of using LibreOffice's UNO API in headless mode. AMD's Ryzen AI Halo Developer Kit, reviewed by LTT Labs, carries a $4,000 price tag for a machine built around an accelerated processing unit combining CPU and GPU on a single die, targeting developers who want local AI inference without a discrete GPU. The review reportedly found NPU performance competitive with a mid-range discrete GPU for inference workloads at significantly lower power consumption. The economics are notable. A developer spending $2,000 per month on API costs could theoretically recoup the hardware cost within 2 months. The 229 comment thread relitigated AMD's ROCm software stack, the company's long-standing CUDA competitor, with several commenters reporting genuinely improved recent experiences, though the CUDA ecosystem's lead in framework support and tooling has proven durable across multiple years of AMD promises. Kappa.ai's engineering blog post on pruning RAG context attracted 109 points by addressing a recognized pain point in retrieval-augmented generation architectures. Standard RAG pipelines retrieve multiple document chunks and pass all of them as context to a generation model. The retrieved material is often noisy, increasing cost, increasing latency, and potentially degrading answer quality. Kappa.ai's approach runs a lightweight post-retrieval step that identifies which spans within the retrieved context are load-bearing for the specific query and strips the rest before generation. Claimed results show significant context length reduction with maintained or improved answer quality. HN commenters requested ablation studies and raised questions about whether the pruning model itself introduces errors.